in the parking lot, opened up the truck and took it.
Okay, so we started, we're up to on the Yud, Amud Beis, in Marcos. So I think we mentioned the question last time, but we didn't really work on it. So it says, yeah, okay. So it says like this, it's like 10 lines from the bottom or so. Amar Rav Elazar. Okay, Amar Rav Elazar. Ir Sheruba Rotzchem. Ina Koletas. Okay. So a city, which is a majority of murderers, does not protect. Okay? So if you have a city, a majority of which are people who are killers, presumably killers, B'shogeg, right? That doesn't work. You can't go there to gain safety. Right, that's normally the way you think of it. You think of it as like a jail. The majority of the people are the criminals, right? But it's saying is, the majority of the people are murderers, it doesn't work. Shenemar, here he has Dvarav. So this is a pasuk in Yoshua. It says after a person kills, so he runs to one of these cities, and he stands by the gate of the city, and he tells the Zikni Ha'ir of the city his words. And they gather him into the city, and they give him a place to live. So he tells them his words, tells them the issue. So what does it mean? It's Dvarav. He tells them his Dvarim. So the limud is, V'lo shehushvu divrayhem ledvarav. It's his words and not that his words are the same as their words. Okay? As he tells them his words, to the exclusion of if his murderer, he tells them his words. What are his words? That he killed B'shogeg, right?
When you get to the entrance, they ask you.
Yeah, right. Presumably you're there at the gates. They ask you what's going on, and you tell them your words. He's killed B'shogeg. He's killed B'shogeg. Killed. So then they don't take you, right? The problem is like you're not telling the city. You're not telling the majority of the city. You're telling the Zakenim. So I understand that you're saying is that the Zakenim are murdered, right? If the elders of the city, then it doesn't work. But you're not talking to the Zakenim, you're talking to the... I mean, you're talking to the Zakenim, you're not talking to the majority of the city. So let's say a majority, let's say 70% of the city are murderers. But you're not talking to them, you're just going to the Zakenim, and you're telling them your issue. So what does it mean? You don't... If majority of the city are killers, then it doesn't work. Why not? Right? That's the problem. It's what's the idea, and the limud is hard to understand. Like, what's this whole idea, you know? Here's the question, why not? I mean, the main question is, what's the difference, the majority of it, not the... if that made sense, or limud made sense, at least would give you some meaning and some sense of this halacha. So that's what you can think about the limud. If you want to forget about the limud and just try to think about the idea, on the surface, the idea doesn't really make sense. Why shouldn't it work if there are majority of murderers in there? So why does that affect the efficacy of the city for protecting me? Okay, so let's talk it out together a little bit. It seems like you're saying good, as the guy is saying that. It's not pshat that it's like a jail. See, I think it's different. The way you normally think of it, it's like a jail. You know, you go here, this is where the murderers go. It's saying that's what it's excluding. It's not, and it's not like a rehab facility. That's not what it is. It's with Ziknei Ha'ir, who are normal Zakenim, who give Paskin Shailas, and they do their thing. They're normal people. It's a normal city, like another city. And there's Ziknei Ha'ir. They're not murderers. They're not murder rehab specialists. They're not. Right? That's not what they are. They're just normal Ziknei Ha'ir, right? And you are a Rotzeach B'Shkaga coming upon the city, right? And you present the city with your words. So it's like the ear is a normal ear, and you are the murderer who is entering the city. So that's the thing, is that you tell the Ziknei Ha'ir Dvarav, there is your words. The city doesn't already have a character of murder. It's not a city of murderers. It's not like Mark says good. It's just not, if the majority of the people living in the city are murderers, then the Ziknei Ha'ir are basically a murder rehab specialists. That's just what knows the Ziknei Ha'ir are representatives of the city. They're the leaders of the city. So if you have a city where that's its character, then that's the nature of the Zakenim. So then you'd basically be coming to the murder city, the rehab city, the murder rehab city, and you'd come to that city, and that's what Ari Mikkel would be. It would be the place where if you're rehabilitating, or the place of rehabilitating murderers, that would be the identity of the city. But then, and then you wouldn't go and tell them your words. They're the words of everyone in the city. That's what they do. This is the nature of the city. And you tell the Zakanim basically the words they're waiting to hear. This is what Zakanim do. That's the type of Zakanim they are. But he's saying, no, that's not the type of Zakanim they are. It's telling you that's not the halacha of Ari Mikla. On the contrary, Ari Mikla doesn't work that way. And it could be it's the reason, someone said this, but it's like the problem with jails is that in jails, the majority of the people in jails are criminals. So it's like, here it is, you're trying to become rehabilitated, but you're hanging out with a bunch of people who have the same problems as you have. Right? That's not the way, that's philosophy, though, but that's not the idea of the Torah's identity of Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat is a normal city, not a Ir HaShel Rotzchem. And Ir HaShel Rotzchem is not, that's not the character. Ari Miklat is such a thing as an Ir HaShel Rotzchem, and that's defined by Rov. And then the Zakenim are the Zakenim of the Ir HaShel Rotzchem. But it's saying is that it's showing you is that it's Dvar Rav. You're the murderer. City is not. That's not the model of Ari Mikla which the Torah set up. It could have been. You could have imagined the Torah set up that model. I mean, you could conjecture of why it wouldn't work and practically. But we have good influences, and I think that's good. That's good thinking. It's probably true. It's like the Torah holds that wouldn't work. It wouldn't work just to have a bunch of Rotzchem sitting around the city. You need to have normal people in the city. And the roads come online already, and they pick up from the people, and they learn this type of a life from the Zakenim and from the people, and the whatever, and you're trying to bring them into. Ari Miklat is a normal city, and the lima, the way it's describing it, is that you go to the city and tell the Zakenim your words. That means they're your personal words. So if the majority of the city is Rotzchem, it's true. It doesn't mean that the Zakenim are Rotzchem, but they are representatives of the city. It's a Yersha Rotzchem, there's a Kenua Rotzchem, that's what they're doing. And it's not like you're telling them your words, you're telling them the standard line. They always hear, that's what they do. So it says, no, that's not this, that's what the limud is excluding. Okay. So now you have another question. Another question is, the next question is a related question, based on the same pasuk, is it says, Yersha Einba Zakenim. Amar Rav Elazar. Koletas. It doesn't work. Because it says you go to the Ziknei Ha'ir and there are no Ziknei Ha'ir. Right? So it doesn't work, actually. Mandalmar Eino Koletas being the Ziknei Ha'ir. The one who says it doesn't work is because he doesn't have Ziknei Ha'ir. Mandalmar Koletas Mitzvah Alma. The other side says no. When it says Ziknei Ha'ir, it's just saying that's the mitzvah that you go to the Ziknei Ha'ir. But if you don't have them, you don't have them.
So is it
fun to have Zakenim? No, I think it means it's a mitzvah to have Zakenim. But even if there are no Zakenim, you still go. As I was saying, it still works. It's a mitzvah that the Ari Mikla has Zakenim. But if there are no Zakenim, it still works. Or the others are saying, no. Without Zakenim, it simply doesn't work altogether. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to this. Okay, so you have Machloka. So that's the bottom line is facts. So, do you need Ziknei Ha'ir in order for the city to function, or is it just a mitzvah? Rashi. Mitzvah, Shiyusham Zakenim. Do you need Zakenim? Absolutely, otherwise it doesn't work. Or is it just that it's a mitzvah to have them, but you don't need them. Again, the pasuk is, V'nasa lachas mem ha'ila, you run to the city, V'amar Pesach Shar Ha'ir, and you stand by the gate, V'dibir be'ozni Ziknei Ha'ir ha'yitzvarav, and you tell the Ziknei Ha'ir your words. So they bring you into the city, they give you a place to live, and you dwell with them. So the question is, does it work without Zakenim? That's the fact. Well, here's an interesting thing, is that the simple way to learn, and tell me if, I'm not sure if it's justified, but the simple, the tempting, teach him, they're the ones who advise him, they help him do tshuva, stuff like that, right? Is that the way you're thinking of it? Right, it's part of the whole city. It's kapara, and he learns from them and whatever, and right. But what's in a similar line? But my question is, it doesn't say that the Zakenim sit with you and teach you and learn with you and whatever. There's no halacha that they have to teach you Torah and explain. I mean, if you have a rebbe,
The second side is like, it's the Zakenim not being there isn't necessarily ma'akev.
Right. Okay, fine, but even so then one side says it is. But my question is that, well, how does it introduce it? Does it say that you're in the city and the Zakenim sit down and hang out with you and shmooze with you and teach you Torah here at this point? I mean, from the pasuk, what's the role of the zakeno?
Protection.
Protection? Okay. What do you mean by that?
What's the pasuk mean? Just let anyone in.
Right. I mean, in a simple shot, it sounds like they're the bouncers. Right? They're the ones. You can't just get into the city. They're the ones. You want to come to the city, you have to go to the zakeno here. Tell them your words, and they decide to let you in. Right? I mean, you give them your story, and then they let you in. I mean, that's what it's being described. And then if they're good, then they bring you in and they let you live with them. But if not, then they don't. So it almost sounds like they're the ones who take you in. Right? It doesn't say necessarily that then they interact with you and live with you and give you musar and all that. The role which at least they're being described in is a role of filtering out who's going to be in, who's not going to be in. Right? I mean, we could go beyond that and say, oh, why do you need them? Oh, because afterwards they're going to teach you. But it's not, that's not indicated here in this, you know, in the Leman.
Right.
In the safety of the city. Right, just saying, one way to learn. We're saying it's, you could, although it would seem tempting to say the zakeno are necessary to teach Torah, to give musar and all that, it doesn't, it's not indicated in the pasuk. The pasuk is, the role they have in the pasuk is simply to choose what to let the guy into the city. Come to the city and you present them the issue, what's going on, and then they let you in the city. So that seems to be the role of the rabbis at the entrance, or they let you in the city, or they don't let you in the city. So that function, we're saying, is would seem to be in the best interest of the city, that it's a safe place. Safe places that you have, so before you let someone in, you basically have to give your story. And they're going to be the zakenim, and they're going to evaluate to make sure that you're appropriate and you belong. And if it seems to be, look, it's nice to have the safest city possible, well, why shouldn't it work altogether just because you don't have these zakenim? You have a zakenim. Look, I think as long as the idea of zakenim is the mitzvah. And this what means is, look, there's a mitzvah of making the city as safe as possible. You make water near the city, you don't have traps in the city, all these different things that are trying to make the city safe. But to say that those things are ma'akev, he's saying, look, it's not lacking as an aray miklat. It may be more safe and more safe. And the safer it could be is if you have good guards. But it doesn't mean otherwise it's nothing. There's an idea of a maximum security prison and a minimum security prison. And look, there's better state-of-the-art security systems and less. But it doesn't mean it's not a safe. And it's a mitzvah to do it, to have the kingdom, because this way they'll be the best on guard. But we're to conclude from there to say that if you don't have them, you're lacking. It seems to me if it's ma'akev, it's like some qualitative element is lacking, not just that it's quantitatively a little bit less safe, you know?
Right.
It seems to me like a quantitative feature, if you learn it that way. And to say that the city loses its status because of like a quantitative thing like that would seem to be rough. Like an aramiklat altogether. You know, and again, I don't think we should go to start saying it because you need teachers there. Because the pasuk is not bringing them in terms of teachers. The pasuk is bringing them in so far as the guys at the door. So it seemed to be, it would be nice if we could work within this framework. There's a process of entry into Aray Miklat. And your entry into Aray Miklat is a shayla. And it's something which the Zikni have to paskin, that you're allowed in. We'll let you in, we don't just let anybody in. There's like a seira, so then they take you in and they give you a place to live. So it's like, and see, you could think of entrance into Aray Miklat as merely a practical matter that you just have to get from out to in. Or you could think of it as like a separate stage, a halachic process of entry into the city. And there's a psak din, is are you fit? We're the Zigniyir, we're the Rabbanim of the city, and we have to decide, are you appropriate to be in the city or not appropriate to be in the city? So maybe you'll give us your psak din from some other bezdin, whatever it is, we have to decide, we have to let you in. We're here, we're on guard, we're ready to judge. This is our part of our judgment. And it's a halachic process. And you can't become a dyer of another. There's a halachic status of being in Aray Miklat. So this side is learning is that you need a halachic psak to change the status. You need the rabbanon to say, that's it, now you're in. You are out, now you're in. There's a halachic psak, so they're going to take your case, they'll lay out your case, they'll say, okay, you made it. We let you in, we also saw Ira, we bring you in. But that's a halachic step. Entrance into Aray Miklat isn't just a matter of practically being here or being there. It's a halachic reality that you have entered the city. You're a dyer of the year, and that you need a psak. If you don't have zakenim, then you simply can't enter the city. Then you procedure for entrance. And admission is based upon zakenim, who are chachamim, who paskin, this guy's in, this guy's not in. And if you don't have zakenim, then you can't do it. Decision. And you need zakenim to make a halachic decision. So if you learn that way, then it's ma'akev. But if you learn that note, you don't need a halachic process of entry. Our miklat is just a practical matter. You're in. Now, the idea of zakenim is just that it's a safer, more, you know, more secure Ari Miklat if you have guards and you have people who are intelligent to make sure that the right people come in. That's just a matter of security. That's the Miklat, which creates something. If you know Bezin, then he's not going to get... He'll still have the same status of an Ein Lodam. Right? The guy is basically Ein Lodam. He could be killed. So what's going to give him the status, what's going to change the status and make him a part of the city, at least the way, I think the way we hold. It's Machlokas, actually. But is whether or not the Goldan could kill him. And then the when he's taken into the city, now he gets a new status. He's protected. He's safe. So the saying is that halachic status comes about through Psak of Bezdin. And you need a Bezdin, you need Zakenim to make that decision. And if you don't have Zakenim, then you're never going to be able to actualize that status. Status that he's in the Ari Miklat. He runs to Galus, and then the Zikni Ha'ir, Paskin, will take you on. Right? That's a halachic step, which is accomplished by Zikanim of bringing him in. So which Zikanim? It's the Zikni Ha'ir to do that. Now you're saying, could they borrow Zikanim? So I don't know, maybe they're the city, no? I mean, they're going to have to come to the city when he's entering the city and let him into the city.
I mean, why?
Well, otherwise...
We're not saying it's like necessarily even the protection part. That's not Ma'aki. We're saying the part where it's... Where
he's coming into the city. Do you want to have good judges somewhere else?
Yeah, they're...
But how do they let him in? The city. I mean, not that. They have to evaluate that he's legit and that he belongs here. So now they're going to tell us, you'll present your psak from Yishalayim, maybe you'll tell us your story, maybe you'll whatever it is, and whatever it is, we're going to evaluate whatever you have. So this is a halachic process with decision. We're going to let him in. We're going to let him in. For instance, maybe you'll say there's already have, maybe the psak will be, we already have 50% to 49% of there's no room here. And so there's various factors they have to decide. Is this a halachic process of the Zikni Ha'ir? Okay, and then you can't have that halachic process. So I'm saying, he's there.
It's like two steps
to bring him in. The point is, if you just say just a matter of, in fact, he's in the city, then he's a Kenan or not. By Egla Rufa and by somewhere else, Ben Sormar. So I'm going to skip that. And I'm going to skip next to, okay, to the first mission, the mission on your off and off. So we'll try to do that, start that tomorrow. Okay, this is going to get to the other aspect of the Sugya, that when he goes free. He goes free when the Kohen Gadol dies. Strange halacha, but that's when he goes free. So it's going to get into that whole thing. All the deals that work. Which Kohen Gadol, how many Kohen Gadols.
It's not strange anymore after you explained it.
I did explain it. Yeah, okay. But the halacha is strange. But you're right, I mean, the philosophy, that's true. But we'll get to it. Let's forget what we know. Forget that. Pretend they didn't explain it, because that's all right. That was before I did the sugya. I think the way to do it is to do the sugya and see what emerges from the sugya itself. Yeah. Yeah, alrighty.